Okay, fine. Now, Mishnah Gimel, through the end of the Perek, is dealing with the issue of Tchumen again. Remember the Tchum from Erevin? That was, you have your 2,000 almas around your city, or around your Makom Shvisa, your footprint, whatever however you called it. So, the principle we saw in Erevin, which we're seeing in here for the rest of the Perek, is your stuff takes the same Tchum, the same boundaries in terms of transfer on Yom Tov and Shabbos as you. So wherever you are, your stuff gets that same restriction. That the Mishnah is going to deal with that topic. That'll of course be all koveya on who has it and in whose possession it's in when Finnish Mashos strikes, when the day turns to being Yom Tov or Shabbos. So the questions will be in the Mishnah now, these what ifs. Like, what happens if you're borrowing things, or you're lending things, or you're depositing things, and so on? Does the next few Mishnahs? And also, what happens if you're sharing things? On the shared, I'll give the principles just so you know, so the Mishnahs play themselves out. The principles are, if you are transferring things, then whoever owns it going into Shabbos is the one after whom the Tchum for that object goes. If you knew ahead of time you're going to transfer it, it just hasn't physically been transferred over yet, but it was intended to be, it'll go according to the Tchum of the intended recipient, the expected recipient, which is quite mechudash. And if it's a shared object, it will share both of the, like say partners share something, it will share both their Tchumen l'chumra. So that's bad. I mean, in other words, it's restrictive. So in other words, for argument's sake, we'll see the Mishnah, if you and I share a jacket, and you decide to make a tchum to the farthest extreme to the north, and I make my tchum to the farthest extreme to the south, the jacket can't be moved because there's no place of overlap between the two of us. Yeah, that's the principles at work here. So, Mishnah says, for starters, Mishnah Gimel, Habehema v'kelem karagle habailam. That's the principle. When it comes to animals or other stuff, their tchum, the domain in which they're restricted, is karagli of habalim. It's the same as the feet of the owner themselves. So wherever you can walk, that's where they can walk. Fine. Just speaking out the obvious. In other words, if I have a book and it's stuck into my tchum, it doesn't matter that you made a different tchum. You can't pick up my book and carry it into your. You carry it beyond where I could have carried it. The book is stuck in the same zone as me. Okay. It's all mine. My book, my tchum.
No, the person wants to take it away. Even though that part of your area is really part of his home, so he's not violating anything?
That'd be okay.
Yours, and you said it's the boundaries at that time.
Right, exactly. Everything is after me, the owner. Now, hamoser behem to livno, what happens if I transfer over my animal to my son, or directly to the roe, this is the shepherd. Now, again, that will still mean that the animal is restricted to move where I could have moved. Now, the Gemara speaks out a few issues here. The issue here is, I gave it over to my son to give to a shepherd, but there are multiple shepherds in my town. And therefore, going into Shabbos, I would give it to one of them, but who knows who? And therefore, it's going to go after me. However, if there'd be only one shepherd in town, even though I didn't give it over until Yom Tov to my son, or to give to the shepherd or to the shepherd directly, since going into Shabbos I knew full well this was going to be going to the shepherd to be taken care of, it will, going into Shabbos, already take on the tchum of the shepherd. It's pretty surprising, I think. We're not intuitive, but anyway, that's the din. So the case the Mishnah says it'll go after my feet, that's because we're assuming that there was not a certain single shepherd to whom this would be going. If there would be, it would be going after his feet, so to speak, since he's the one who certainly will be getting on Yom Tov, just hasn't gotten it yet. Okay? Fine. Now, Kalim, what? Yeah, it's even more, remember, it's like from the end of my city. But yeah, exactly. But the point is, it's whatever, it's restricted to my map, not to his map in terms of Tchumen. Okay, then the next part of the Mishnah is dealing with a situation where you have a father who died and bequeathed to his children stuff. So the boy, let's say for example, we agreed ahead of time that, you know, the two of us and I'm getting the jacket that fits me and you're getting the jacket that fits you. But we haven't gotten actually taken them yet. So really the truth is, in terms of the halacha, is really that we still both own both of them. I haven't taken possession of my jacket, you haven't taken possession of your jacket. But it's obvious that this jacket's going to be mine, this jacket's going to be yours. So And then there'll be also the soccer ball, which we're going to share. I mean, there's no reason why it's mine or yours at all. So there's a difference. Kelim hamiyuchadim le'echad min ha'achim. If you have different articles which are clearly designated for one of the two brothers, like, for example, the jacket that fits me is definitely headed my way, even though you still have some chelik in it, notwithstanding, it will be going after my tchum. So, hare elu karaglav. They will be, like, the obvious brother who will be getting that jacket, his possession. However, v'she'em miyuchadin, if there's a kli, for example, the soccer ball, which is not clearly going to be going to me or you, we share it, hare elu, this soccer ball or soccer balls, b'makam sheholichen, that will be according to where both of us can walk, which is a limited area, obviously. In other words, if you made an Erev to the east and I had an Erev to the west, the ball can only go where our two Eruvin, our two Tchumen overlap. Fine.